From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said April 10th he has concerns about a resolution adopted by county lawmakers in support of extending the hours liquor stores can operate. The county legislature voted 18-6 to ask the state liquor authority to authorize the sale of wine and liquor at stores in Dutchess County until 9 p.m. on weeknights and Saturdays and 9 to 9 p.m. on most major holidays. If signed by Molinaro, the resolution would advance the request to the state for consideration. Molinaro said he does not oppose extending the hours, but he believes county residents and business owners should have the opportunity to weigh in on the matter and is encouraging the legislature to hold public hearings on the proposal. In a press release issued following the vote, Legislature Minority Whip Christopher Munn said lawmakers received hundreds of emails and Facebook messages supporting the change and that liquor store owners spoke in favor of it. Molinaro has until April 19th to act. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation announced April 10th the environmental cleanup of Hoosick Falls Superfund site will begin soon. The DEC said site preparation work should begin in June. The final installation and testing of the remediation effort should occur over the summer. The site has been the focus of the contamination of the village's water supply. The cleanup will include the installation of granular activated carbon filtration vessels to treat extracted groundwater and remove PFOA contamination. The 6.4-acre property located at 14 McCaffrey Street was declared a Superfund site in 2017. It is currently a manufacturing plant operated by Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics. The Superfund site also includes the former Oak Materials facility on John Street, the Saint-Gobain property on Liberty Street, the Hoosick Falls landfill, and the Alexander Schmigel property. The Page Group, an independent facilitator, will help form and manage the Hoosick Area Community Participation Work Group. That group will provide a forum for the community to get updates on the PFOA cleanup and options for the municipal water supply. PFOA, or perfluorooctanoic acid, was used at the plant for decades, including by companies that operated the facility before Saint-Gobain purchased it in the late 1990s. The facility was built in 1961. PFOA is linked to kidney and testicular cancer, thyroid disease, and other serious health problems. Read the full story in the Times Union. Emil Rusco is reporting for Politico New York. State lawmakers are considering new legislation that would ban workplace discrimination over minor yet outstanding criminal charges. The measure would apply to those who have been charged with a crime but had the charges adjourned, contemplating dismissal, a status commonly abbreviated as ACD. Following adjournment, contemplating dismissal, a case technically remains open for either 6 months or a year. If the person does not offend again during that time, the case is dismissed and the charges are dropped. Though ACD cases remain open and could be put back on a court calendar for prosecution, according to the Legal Aid Society, this is extremely rare. Proponents say the law is needed at a time when background checks for employment have become standard practice across many industries. Melissa Adder, an employment lawyer with the Legal Aid Society, said, and I quote, "It will allow the tens and thousands of New Yorkers whose criminal cases are resolved with an ACD each year to work and support their families," end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. State University of New York Chairman H. Carl McCall, April 10th, announced his retirement. He said, and I quote, "After 10 years of service, I have decided to retire. I believe that it is time for me to pursue other interests and allow new vision to take SUNY to even higher heights. I want to thank the governor, trustees, faculty, and New York's future leaders, our students, for their endless support as I served in such a consequential office," end quote. In addition to his tenure with SUNY, McCall served the state of New York in a variety of roles, including state senator, comptroller, and UN ambassador over a 50-year period. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, Chairman McCall is a friend and a Crescent Central public servant who dedicated his entire career to improving the lives of others. His accomplishments are numerous, but he will long be remembered for his deep commitment to equality, diversity, and access to education to ensure New York students, especially from underserved areas, are provided with a high-quality and affordable education, end quote. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.